Using heroin is against the law. A user can face felony charges. Even for nonviolent offenders, this can mean years in prison. And many times, once addicts are released from prison, they end up returning to using drugs and to crime. Drug courts are becoming a more and more popular option for judges dealing with minor drug offenders in West Virginia. Instead of being incarcerated, offenders go through a highly structured, highly monitored rehabilitative process overseen by a probation officer and counselor. The program is doing more than saving the state money on prison costs. It's saving lives. 3 years ago, Michael Alloy became a circuit court judge in Marion County. In his first year on the bench, he became more and more troubled by the number of people he was sending to prison for drug crimes.
You know, I became a judge, to make matters better. And I couldn't feel good about looking from the bench at those in front of me and responding in such a way that I couldn't leave the bench and say, what have I done today that's made things better in their lives, made the community safer? What have I done?
Then he heard about drug courts. They've been in some West Virginia counties since 2006. Drug courts are an alternative sentencing program. Instead of sending an addict to prison, a judge can choose offenders to enroll in the program so they can receive addiction treatment.
If we treat the underlying addiction and people are in recovery, then they're far less likely to commit the same crime.
Drug court programs take a minimum of 1 year to complete, though most participants take at least a year and a half to finish. Participants undergo drug counseling, complete community service, take regular drug tests, and check in with a probation officer every day. Travis Zimmerman is a probation officer on Judge Alloy's drug court team. He used to work in prisons. He saw addicts get released and then come right back when they either couldn't or refused to get treatment.
So if you just want people to go to jail and you want to lock them up for 5 or 10 or 15 years and not do anything with them and not try to change the way they think or act or react, then don't expect them to come out any different than you put them in.
And what Zimmerman says is backed by figures. In West Virginia, about 1 in 4 of the inmates released from prison fall back into the habits that put them there in the first place. That's far below the national average of 43%, but that's still a lot of people being released and returning to crime. Zimmerman says most drug offenders aren't hardened criminals.
Granted, some of these folks, when they're addicted to opiates, do some pretty horrible things to people. You know, they do commit crimes. They do rob. They do burglarize. They do those things. But the reality of it is they do those things based on a need for their substance. They do those things because they're addicted to a substance. And for most of them, absent the addiction, they're pretty decent people.
Probation officers like Zimmerman, who work with the drug court program, spend a lot of their time helping recovering addicts find a safe place to live, food to eat, encouraging them to continue their education and find work.
You know, the last couple of days we've been talking about career and stuff like that. Do you have any prospects for a job?
Here's Officer Zimmerman talking with Mike, a participant in the drug court program.
Awesome. So he's going to put you on the books? Well, that's good.
Yep. Zimmerman is in charge of supervising 22 drug court participants, including 24-year-old Ashley, who was addicted to heroin.
It destroyed my life. I was put in jail also over heroin. I almost lost my children, which I have 3 children.
Ashley recently regained custody of her 3 children. She wants them to have the kind of childhood she never had.
My mom is also an addict, and my father, and they're also heroin users. My mother's on probation now, and my father, he's in prison. And my sister is a heroin addict also, and she's also in prison.
When she was arrested for heroin possession, Ashley went to a 28-day treatment program. When she was released, she moved back in with friends who were also drug addicts, so she turned back to her old habits. Then she failed a drug test and was sent back to prison. Judge Alloy wanted to send her to longer-term treatment, but she had to wait in prison for 5 months before a bed opened up. When she got out of treatment, Ashley decided that if she was really going to stay off drugs, then she had to leave her old friends and move to a new town.
It's probably one of the hardest decisions I've ever made, because all my family also is back in Clarksburg. But I come from a line of addicts, so, you know, it is hard. It's definitely hard. I get homesick still sometimes.
Judge Alloy says a lot of the people that come through drug court don't have families who can afford rehab.
And I can't feel good as a court that we will treat people who are poor, disenfranchised, do not have certain services available to them, different than others of a higher socioeconomic group. I think that's wrong.
But treating and supervising addicts can be costly. William Elenfeld is a U.S. attorney for the Northern District of West Virginia. He says drug courts can be very resource intensive for any county, especially in remote areas.
It's not as easy as saying we want to do it. We have to make sure the probation office has the people that can supervise the participants in the program. They need to engage and talk to them every day. They need to call them in the evening to make sure that they're not depressed or that they're not high.
Now there are 21 adult drug courts in 38 counties, with three more in development. A law passed by the West Virginia legislature in 2013 requires every judicial circuit in West Virginia offer an adult drug court by July of next year. The law is known as the Justice Reinvestment Act. It's aimed at taking on the state's prison overcrowding problems by lowering the mandatory sentences for minor drug crimes and focusing resources on community-based treatment options. Elenfeld says, in the long run, these drug courts are worth the cost.
Because the cost of incarceration are much greater for a lot of reasons, not just the dollars, but also the cost on society of incarcerating so many people. If we can keep people out of prison, get them clean, get them back in the workforce, then we're going to get through this storm that we're in much quicker.
According to the National Association of Drug Court Professionals, one in four offenders who go through a drug court program return to prison. Here in West Virginia, some drug courts are even more successful. Jennifer Bailey is the judge in Kanawha County's program.
Certainly, when you see the people graduate, you see what they're doing now, it makes you want to keep going and doing it.
And Ashley was successful. She got her children back, and now she's engaged to be married.
They tell you, wait for the miracle, you know, and the, like it says, wait for the miracle will happen. But then you come to realize, like, you are the miracle. You know, like, look what you just went through, and you're alive. So there is a purpose for you here on this earth if you've made it. So, I mean, people just need to step back and look at it. Look how grateful they are for the things they do have still. And that it's not too late.
Ashley recently celebrated her first full year of being clean since she was 14 years old. She and her fiancé have a new baby girl on the way. The baby is due just before Ashley graduates from the drug court program. For West Virginia Public Broadcasting, I'm Roxy Todd.